Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. Final hour here on a Monday on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. We start this 6 o'clock hour with some sound from Josh Harris. He was recently on a podcast where he spoke with Bloomberg about RFK Stadium, the whole deal, how it's gone down so far, what's still to go, yada, yada, yada. You get the point. We start off with, though, the exit plan. And the state of Maryland obviously has a role to say in all of this. That is the current home of the team and will be until at least 2030 when this new RFK Stadium 2.0 is expected to be finished. And Harris wanted to make sure that he did not do what Dan Snyder did, which was build a stadium and then not follow through on any of the other promises. It's almost 200 acres of land that the FedEx field turned Northwest Stadium now. That site is on. And there's enormous opportunity there. And so he was Josh Harris, about talking to Westmore, getting something done right for the state of Maryland and making sure that even though they wanted to move to RFK and they made it very clear that that was the case, that Maryland would be taken care of in all of this.
Okay, so we play in Maryland today. The team has played in Maryland since the 90s, like the late 90s. And, you know, obviously the DMV is D.C., Maryland, Virginia. D.C.'s in the middle, right? So RFK is in the middle. So Maryland, right, for Virginia fans, a little further. But we play in Maryland. And so the first thing we had to do is assure all through the process Governor Moore, who really cares about Landover.
The governor of Maryland.
You know, he wanted to make sure that, you know, we said to him, look, we have to consider D.C. because it's the spiritual home of the commanders. And he said, look, I'm willing to let you consider that and not be and be generous about how you allow you to have some options. But you need to convince me that you're going to, you know, build something in Maryland if you decide to leave. And so we concluded a deal with the governor, and that allowed for the project to be, the land to be transferred to D.C. So I don't know if you remember, but as the last Congress was sunsetting, we got a 100-0 vote in the Senate,
yes,
which moved the land to D.C. So until the land was under federal control, until the land was under D.C. control, it wasn't possible to build a stadium.
And so part of, you know, that was Wes Moore telling his two senators in Maryland to be like, hey, vote for this. We've got something that is going to be good for our state. All politics is local at the end of the day. And I don't think it would have even been smart for Wes Moore to be like, hey, I want this for the state of Maryland, because a lot of, you know, Maryland, D.C. Or Maryland Commanders fans want the stadium back in D.C. And then there's what happens there in PG County, and there's a tremendous opportunity. So they got what they wanted there. As for the decision to return to RFK, on some level, it feels very simple. Why would you go to RFK? Because that's where the spiritual home of the team was. But there's a lot more that goes into it if you were actually in Josh Harris's chair. Here was the managing partner of the Commanders discussing exactly what went into finalizing this being the top choice for his new stadium.
From there, we went into, we had negotiations going with a lot of different parties, and, you know, we're blessed that everyone wants the Commanders, and ultimately concluded a deal with the mayor that would be highly beneficial for DC, and at $2.7 billion, which is what we're putting up, it's the largest investment in DC ever. So it's the largest investment in DC's history. And so the once the mayor decided that it was okay, we signed a term sheet with the mayor, and now we're working with the DC City Council, who, I mean, the project has incredible ROI for DC, literally billions of tax revenues, thousands of homes, and thousands of jobs, right? And so,
and affordable homes.
And of that, 30% are by agreement going to be, at least that will be affordable homes. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to raise the standard. And then you get an amazing entertainment district. And I mean, who's not going to play in a new stadium with the backdrop being literally the Capitol, right? And then you get the redevelopment on the Anacostia River. So this is going to change DC. And so I'm hopeful that the council's doing its work. A number of them are already supporting that, but we have some work to do. So now the next step for us is to obviously get the council's vote. You've got to tell the citizens and the politicians, you know, why this is good for the city, why they should invest their money in this. And the reality is DC is going through a harder time right now. And we were very sensitive to that and made sure that this deal was very good for DC. But I'm also focused on making it a place where our opponents fear to come, which is how this I grew up, and where our fans love to come.
Yeah.
And, you know, our RFK, right, was a, you know, it was an incredible arena. I mean, the stands would shake, and it was a smaller arena, but it was loud, and, you know, people
And people showed the hell up. That is, of course, one of the things that at Northwest Stadium they've had a huge problem with over the years is just getting people there that are wearing burgundy and gold. Obviously, from a football competitive standpoint, it seems like the Commanders are going to be able to attract much better crowds moving forward because they're actually going to be good at football, not on top of the actual stadium part of it.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As for making the deal good for DC, Harris touched on that as well, because if the deal isn't good for DC, then it's not getting done. And that still is the truth. And I think that is something that we could spend hours on saying, hey, what actually is good for DC? It depends on who you ask. And that's the hard part of trying to convince multiple city council members like, hey, this is good for DC. Will you please vote for it? So how does Josh Harris see that? Here he is again with Bloomberg.
Yeah, so if you look at the calculus, we had to make sure that it was very favorable to DC. And so, because that's definitely something that people consider. They sometimes there's the ROI of a stadium, but they also want to know, okay, how much is the city contributing? And the RFK site has been sitting there since they closed RFK.
Right.
And it's like crumbling concrete. I mean, it's not great, right? There's nothing there. Nothing's been done with it. You know,
and generating zero for
zero, generating zero and actually costing money to make sure it's safe because it's just an open air thing. And, you know, there are, you know, pests and everything else. So whatever they do, whatever DC decides to do, they're going to have to put a bunch of money into that site, just, you know, creating sewage and infrastructure and other things. And then we paid for everything else.
Okay.
And when you benchmark it, you know, there's actually articles that say, wow, did the Commanders get a good enough deal? And, you know, we're getting criticized, which I guess if that's the criticism people are leveling at me,
the criticism is that you didn't get enough money.
The criticism in certain NFL right. sports
I've heard that.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll take that criticism because on the other side of that, we have to convince DC and the public that it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to convince the council that it's fair and that and the mayor has to sell it. And the public is overwhelmingly supportive. Which I think should help us. I mean, I think that usually these things are more controversial, but everyone who grew up in DC or in the DMV knows that they remember what a great place RFK was and how unifying it was. And what it was like when Washington football was dominant in the NFL. And I think we can bring it there again.
There's no doubt about that. I think the other thing is, like, nobody's happy with the status quo. Nobody's like, yeah, that place, Northwest Stadium, is awesome. It just wasn't. It's better than it used to be when they took it over, they being Harris and his group, for sure. They've made upgrades to it. They've tried to make the getting in and out of there is better. But even if you're not a football fan, if you go there for concerts, like, it's terrible. The way things currently sit, if you're just trying to get home on a Sunday, if you are traveling to the beach, on a fall weekend, if you're coming home on the Beltway or you go anywhere on the Beltway around game time, it's a nightmare. And so if we can get cars off the road by making somewhere that's more metro accessible, there's a million ways in which this helps the community, even if you never go to an actual Commanders football game. Nevertheless, for the thousands upon thousands, the hundreds of thousands of people that will in the first year of that stadium opening, nevertheless, in the years that follow. As for Harris's goals, the stated goal, build a premier fan and player experience through these new venues. How will that actually be accomplished? One more from Josh Harris with Bloomberg.
The common thread is building amazing fan experience, player experience, and something that helps the cities, right? So you're ultimately, in finance, you're a steward of people's capital. In sports, you're steward of people's memories and how they feel. So you, how the Commanders do, how the teams play, makes the city happy or the area happy. And then you have to treat everyone incredibly well. And so if you start with that as a premise, you say, I'm going to be guided. My North Star is going to be, how do we create amazing memories? I had amazing memories at RFK. I remember some of my earliest memories. I remember being 4 years old. Literally 4 years old and walking in there with my dad and, you know, just hearing it all. And I don't remember a lot about it, but then I remember being 8 and Washington football losing to the Dolphins 14-7 in the Super Bowl. And Garo Upremian block kick was the one touchdown. We Washington ran all the way back and we lost 14-7. Dolphins were 17-0, Don Choi and Greasy.
Yeah.
On Sundays, D.C. would shut down, and D.C.'s obviously, if not the most important, amongst the most important cities in the world. And everyone would be glued to their TVs or at the stadium. I remember riding my bike to the store once and no one's out. They're all watching football. So I think that I want to bring those days back and I want to make DC proud. And it's the same would go for Philly and London. Whatever you do, it has to be about the fans and about the experience and about the players and enhancing their experience and their ability to win, because winning really matters.
It sure does. And Josh Harris, he's referenced Philly and London there, of course, owner of the Sixers and Crystal Palace, Premier League Soccer in London, who just had a monster victory winning the FA Cup 2 weeks ago, I think it was. So he knows how to do this stuff. And the last thing I'll just say this, listening to this, this really struck me, Anthony, in terms of the world that we live in now. How nice is it to hear him talk about this stuff and go, wow, that he seems like a really smart guy. Snyder never talked, period. When he did, you kind of wish he didn't. Just anytime you heard that guy speak, you're like, what a dope. What an absolute dope. And now you hear Harris and you're like, that sounds like, it's not like he's a great motivational speaker. You're not like fired up listening to Josh Harris, but you're like, that guy sounds really smart. And that's the kind of person I want owning the organizations that I care about. Whether it's the one I work for or the one I root for, I want to hear the owner speak and go, that guy's smart. And I think that for Commanders fans, you certainly have that feeling.
Yeah, and I think also when you go into a situation, you want to build on, you know, whatever was prior to it, or learn from, you know, what necessarily went wrong. And I think he's just taking all the necessary steps to, you know, make sure we never go back down that 25-year hole that or hole we were in for 25 years, where, you know, a lot of the fan appreciation for the franchise was sort of kind of taken away.
Well, and the other thing, kind of more specific to what you just said and what Harris was saying, is he's not just saying, my goal is to not be that, right? Not being the Snyder era is such a ridiculously low bar. He wants to recreate the golden age. And I don't know if that's possible, not because I don't have faith in Harris. It's just we live in a different world now. The entertainment options are varied in a different way. The unity of the city and rooting for the Commanders, I just don't know if it's possible because it's such a transient city now, even more so than it was in the 80s and early 90s. So we live in a different world. But to the extent that you can, could you recreate a modern version of a golden age here? Yeah, no doubt. And you have the hardest piece, arguably, in Jaden Daniels. And you know, we'll see how long that lasts and what kind of infrastructure that provides when Daniels is gone. You know, but thankfully, I don't foresee a situation where we're going to have to deal with that reality for the better part of a decade. And what a joy that is here for all of us who want to see Washington win. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, is another local team all of a sudden finding itself in a bit of an unexpected crisis. I'll explain next, but first, the latest from the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa, chicken how you wanna, at Wawa with customizable roasted or crispy chicken sandwiches.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.